Ticky Tick Podcast, Episode 1. Hi, this is Thomas Bernard, and this is the Ticky Tick Podcast, the show where we talk about tech, give tech news, and do reviews of awesome tech gadgets. Hello, and welcome to the Ticky Tick Podcast, our very first episode. In this episode, we'll be talking about the massive hack that happened in the social media world. And that is right, a massive hack has occurred this week, and it happened to attack one of the most popular platforms, and that is Twitter. Twitter.com got hacked. A group of hackers hacked the platform Twitter and were randomly tweeting out on random people's accounts the Bitcoin scam, which was kind of implying, send us money and we'll double it. It was tweeted on Bill Gates' account and many famous Twitter accounts. This Twitter hack happened on July the 15th. Multiple verified Twitter accounts associated with public figures and companies were hijacked. Several accounts were impacted. As I mentioned before, former Vice President Joe Biden, Tesla, Uber, Bill Gates, Microsoft, etc. Twitter is continuing to look into the incident and the FBI has launched its own investigation. Twitter shut off the ability for many people to tweet after the massive hack. This is what Twitter did to prevent the hack. They shut off the ability for most people to tweet so that it prevented any of this miscellaneous stuff being tweeted out. And it could be a global security issue right around the world with this massive Twitter hack. But Twitter has revealed that it has its own employee tools contributed to the unprecedented attack. Twitter says hackers compromised the high-profile accounts thanks to access to internal tools that Twitter have. And lawmakers demand more details on Twitter's massive hack. Twitter is investigating the hack. The hack essentially was an account takeover. And it would be displayed by a tweet that says, hey, something along the lines of, hey, I want to get back to my community. So for the next 24 hours, etc., blah, 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 we'll double your money on the Bitcoin. And then people go, well, I believe that because I'm from a verified account, I'll do it. But this is where people fall in the trap. If people say they're going to double money and do things like that, then do you kind of believe it? Do you actually believe it was them? To me, I wouldn't believe it, but some people don't know technology that well and they say, oh, that's verified, that's Barack Obama, that's Bill Gates, I trust him, so they do it. And if you did give the money, your money never got doubled, you just lost all your money to these hackers, which is pretty scary. They made over $53,000 by just tweeting out this simple tweet on multiple accounts, and people were foolish enough to just give them money on the Bitcoin address and they made the money. So look at people who did it. They lost out the money, never got doubled, and everybody just got scammed. So this is one of the biggest hacks ever I've seen in a long time, or maybe in my own entire life on a social media platform. It's definitely bad. So the FBI is going to be investigating this situation to see what has happened and what they can do to prevent it in the future. I think Twitter needs a big overhaul on their back end so they can prevent all these hacks in the future. You're listening to the Ticky Tech Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. If you have any questions, anything you'd like us to discuss on the podcast or any other things, you're more than welcome to email us at tickytechpodcast@gmail.com. That's tickytechpodcast@gmail.com. Hey, 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 and welcome back to the Ticky Tech Podcast. Now we're going to be talking about some tech news. So Windows 10X might not arrive until 2021. The Samsung Galaxy Note 9 is cheaper than ever at Amazon. So if you want the Galaxy Note 9, head to Amazon and you'll get it cheaper, which is pretty cool. And now Google Maps is now showing cycle routes using docked bike sharing schemes, which is pretty cool. And also to go with the Twitter hack, there has been approximately 8 accounts that may have had their private messages stolen. So there's a security article released now says that 8 accounts could have their private messages stolen, which is not so good. That means their messages or private messages, etc., could have been exposed online on dark web and different miscellaneous sites. So it's definitely not good. But let's hope Twitter recovers from this massive hack they had and gets better and better. But I sure can say I cannot trust Twitter at this stage because it is definitely insecure, as it's been shown by hackers being able to employ these scams onto their network. Well, thank you everybody for tuning into our Techie Tech podcast. It's been much appreciated. We hope you enjoyed. If you have any questions or any future ideas for us to discuss here on the podcast, then feel free to get in touch by email at techietechpodcast@gmail.com. techietechpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and remember to subscribe, share with your friends, so we can get the word of technology out into the community. Again, best of 73s. We'll catch you next time here on the Techie Tech podcast.